We're a worship and prayer house. We got our roots from the National House of Prayer. Dale and I worked with Rob and Fran Parker, and we helped get the National House of Prayer established in Ottawa. We bought the property, set up everything, and I was on the board, of course, and there, end of David. And it's a Scottish chapel built by a fellow named James
Edwards,
thank you very much. And he came back to Scotland, brought his brother John, who became the first minister. And it was built as a Clarence Baptist Church, and it was that way. Then James went on to build 24 Sussex Drive, which was the current residence of our Prime Minister, 24 Sussex Drive. So he was quite a builder. Our confession is that who is Jesus Christ? And it says, we say that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. We believe in the exclusivity of Jesus Christ as the only means of salvation. That is our fundamental position. We serve a risen Christ. And we have a way of worship. So we really want to come together and worship. And that means to ascend in worship. So we enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. We go into his presence through worship, and we just bought a farm, and we've named it Repose, which means to prostrate oneself. So if you feel like getting down on your knees tonight, that's fine. And so we ascend in worship, and then we try and worship by revelation. So that's something that we break out of the lyrics a lot of times. So the lyrics are just sort of set there to give us a general guideline of where we're going. But, you know, we want to worship by revelation. We want to express it. And every one of us, each one of us, has a song. And that's what we want to hear from you tonight. And so we believe in that, but at times the Lord strikes a certain chord, and we will ascend, descend in warfare. See, the concept of intercession we have is he said, I will make my house a prayer for all nations, but it means intercessory praise and worship.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, in Psalm Job 22, it says that he will deliver the guilty. He will not pardon, but he will deliver the guilty because of the innocence of the cleanliness of our hands. So we lift up holy hands. So Don't be shy to lift up your hands.
Yeah.
Without wrath and without doubt, then we can plead the cause of the needy. Those there are prophets out there walking the streets of Sornoway that are strangers to God's grace. There's future evangelists out there grieving in these streets right now. We don't know who they are, but they're strangers to God's grace. So we can call them in, see? And so that's the approach we'd like to take, and we'd like to encourage the leadership of Father's House. If you feel you want to speak something out during the worship, please just come and do you have a mic, a free mic that we can have? This is Zionist, I think, isn't it? No, is this a free mic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we can put it someplace here. And but if you come to the front and it's to the point. It's short. We don't want a long half hour prayer. Anyway. A few words. Oh God, save us! Or God help us! What a terrible mess we're in. something like that. Anyway. And so I'll let Dale. She's the more profound one of the two. She can obviously tell that. And we will blow the shofar, which we're giving to the Father's House, by the way, and. We blow it because the rabbis believe this breaks open the heavens.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to break open the heaven. We're going to worship God under an open heaven. He's the one that we love. Isn't he?
Yes.
Isn't that what we came to do? Is to lift him and magnify his name today. And you know, when I was there last night, this whole thing is about revival. And maybe Dale, will you share that about why we're here? Okay, she'll do it much better than me. I forget little gaps. But I do want to tell you something. He is the God of the generations. I think you mentioned this morning, Don. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And you're a family here, and I believe that there's going to be children birthed, and we've got three generations coming into this house. And you know, there's something about that. A three-fourfold cord is not easily broken. And God wants, he sees that. And when I was there last night in the, I'm very transparent about this, but I was there last night in the fire hall. Is that what you call it? Town hall. Town hall. Well, there's going to be fire. And I saw the young people. And they have not experienced revival. Your church is on fire, but you haven't had that full blown gully washer, we'll call it, of revival, and then which leads to that bursting forth of an awakening. Okay, and we can't do it with, like, let God be God. He's going to do that. You know, it says in there, you know, God's providence is our inheritance.
Yes.
Okay, and it's in his time he's going to do it so that no flesh may glory in his presence, but we will have a baptism of glory because we're not another. He doesn't give his glory to another, but we're not another. We're his beloved.
Right.
So we're going to rise, shine, the light,
glory.
The glory has come, right? The glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Okay? And so when I saw those generations, that's the next generation to me. Maybe even the second generation, because some of them could have been my children's children. And, you know, so, and they haven't seen revival. And I said, Lord, we need to see this now. There's a fullness of time to come, and we need to see this not only for myself, not only for Donnie's generation, not only to your generation or to your generation or to this generation, but that the unsaved may know that there's a God who saves, there's a God who heals. There's a God who sets free and delivers. And that's what we want it for. Behind every miracle in the Bible, there's a tale of a hurting soul. A soul that my son throws himself into the fire. Or she's been afflicted with disease for so long. Or my son's dead. And God comes in his mercy and sets them free and heals them and raises them up. And so that's what we want, and that's what we want tonight. Is just, let's just enjoy God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We have a bit of a history with Lewis, and
12 years ago, the Lord spoke to us out of nowhere and told us to come here. And he talked about revival here, and so we came. And we met Donnie and Katrina that year when we just popped into the church, the old first church. And the Lord had given us a scripture, and it was the scripture Donnie used this morning, that he found, I can't believe the scripture keeps turning up, because he found a scripture, a sermon that his dad had preached, and it was the scripture, Habakkuk 2:4, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Hallelujah. In the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Mm-hmm. It will surely come. Mm-hmm. It will not tarry. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I came, we came on that verse, and we thought, like everybody else, okay, you know, I forgot that it said, though it tarry. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we came expecting, and we had a marvelous time here and met so many wonderful people that we still know. But then we came back a couple more times, and then it was as if, you know, we began the Tent of David, and we did a lot of things in the meantime. But then this year, last year I was swimming in our pool, and the Lord says to me, he talks to me kind of different. He says to me, how long ago was it that you heard the word to go to Lewis? Think. And so I'm thinking. And I realized it was 11 years ago on 11/11. And I thought, oh. And then we were coming into 12. And you know, when the clock strikes 12, it means a change. It means a shift. It means the fullness of time. And we are in 12 now. And we're just believing. And the Lord has then sovereignly put our team together to come here this year. And I emailed Donnie and I said, Donnie, it is time. We have felt like it is time for this island. It's time now. That thing where we had to wait and we had to tarry, it's going to come on its appointed time. We feel that the appointed time is now. I just want to read the scripture before the girls begin. I think they may be singing this song tonight. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, robed in a cloud, with a halo like a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet were like columns of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land. And he shouted with a loud voice like the roaring of a lion. Yes. And when he had shouted, the seven thunders gave voice and uttered their message in distinct words. Then the mighty angel, whom I had seen stationed on the sea and the land, and raised his right hand to heaven and swore by the name of him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all they contain, and the earth and all it contains, and the sea and all it contains. And he swore there would be no more delay. And we're declaring tonight, Lord, that now is the time. We're declaring, Lord, that this is the fullness of time for this island. We are declaring that there is no more delay. That though it tarry, we have waited for it. And it will surely come. When you release the prophetic word over a land, Lord, your word is eternal. And it will always come back to you in fulfillment. And so, Lord, we declare right now tonight over these people that they shall see the revival that they've been seeking. We declare over these people that they shall see the awakening on the island of Lewis like they have never, ever seen before, ever before in this land. The revivals before are just a taste of what is about to come on this land. We declare that you are the generation that shall see this come to pass.
And it shall come as a breath, and the breath will bring the wind, and the wind will bring the rain, and there will be torrents and torrents. Souls will be saved like leaves from a mighty oak forest blowing with a hurricane. Arms and legs will fall from heaven, and there will be no ebb.
Now, before we get started again, gone forth, and ancient wells are going to be opened.
Yes.
And this time these wells are never going to be stopped ever again.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more delay.
No more delay.
You are high.
anointing is created in an atmosphere of sound, heavenly sounds and earthly sounds. It is the surround sound that will overcome all our enemies, seen and unseen, so we may restore the presence of the Lord to our cities and our people. The warring angels are ready to come forth on your behalf. They are dispatched as we give voice to the word of the Lord, as we declare, decree, sing, and shout his word. That is the surround sound for the Lord to activate and release.
The shaking that you are feeling is what is going on in heaven right now.
Fairly just Vodafone, they know that the Vodafone signal has been up and down and all over the place today. And just late this afternoon, I got a text from Anne McIver. You were there, yeah? A text from Anne McIver. He said, I've been trying to send you this since this morning. And it was Isaiah chapter 60. Verses 10 to 22. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. Also the sons of those who afflicted you shall come down to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall bring the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. And I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders. You shall call your wall salvation and your gates faith. The Sabbath shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be everlasting. Shall be ended, and also your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. Listen to this. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Come on, that's a message.
Us this year, and I never saw it before, the way this is written in the Amplified. You have heard these things foretold. Now you see this fulfillment. Will you not bear witness to it? Isaiah 48:6. I show you specified new things from this time forth, even hidden things kept in reserve, which you have not known. They are created now. Listen to this. Called into being by the prophetic word. Come on. Hold on.
Stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. The tent of David was founded, and when we were founded, we had the native tribes of the area, the Algonquins, come to us and give us permission to be on their land, because they are the original holders of the land. And with that permission, that gave us the foundation we needed to go ahead. And some of our worshipers here today have native heritage with them. And you probably detect that in some of their music styles this day. So we come to bring you the strength of the warrior.
walk with you. I've met so many wonderful people since I've been here. And I was thinking of Esther this morning, that she served us coffee and tea and was such a wonderful hostess and so many people today. But as I've been praying since I've been here, I've just been in awe of the people here on the Isle of Lewis. But what came over me was the spirit of Elijah. I began to read through scripture about the spirit of Elijah coming upon us as a people. And I just began to feel some of the trials and tribulations that people have been experiencing here. And Elijah went through so many that he went and hid in a cave for a while. But God found him there. And I just wanted to encourage you tonight that his love never fails. And sometimes we feel like we can't go another mile, that our tank is empty. The love tank is on empty. But the Lord is calling you to come up higher. You're to be seated with him in heavenly places. When there's an Elijah anointing on a people, it changes a nation. God has called you for such a time as this. So there is a fire over this place. There is a fire in the hearts of this people. And the Lord says that you ran into the cave for just a while. But the Lord says you're coming up. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whom his right hand I have held. You are to subdue nations before him. You are to loose the armor of kings. You do this with this anointing of love. Never give up on mercy and love. Love never fails. It's to open before him the double door so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break to pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches and secret places. Did you hear that? The hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord who called you by name. Esther, this morning I said, Esther, what a beautiful name you have. That name was picked out for you from the beginning of time. And every single one of you tonight, the Lord has called you by name. You are the apple of his eye. You are not forsaken, cast down, and broken. But the Lord says, come up. You are seated with me in heavenly places. And yea, I am even bringing you to the lowest points at time, so that you will draw from me to exhaust you of your natural talents, your natural gifting, your natural ability, so that you will draw from an unending source that comes from heaven. So draw on to me, draw from me, come for that fresh baptism of fire that is without measure, that is without end. And I will set a fire upon this place, and I have called you to be the people of God that make the declarations. These declarations that are going forth are like sharp swords going forth. They're strategic arrows making their mark in your community. And you will see, as they make their mark, change begins to take place. When the sun sets free, it's free indeed.
You are so good.
Anointing for prosperity in the tent of David. And we want to I can give it to you. That's what we have. And the anointing of Joseph is coming unto you.
Generous spirit. Yes. Everybody have a generous
yes.
spirit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's enough to you. Thank you, Lord. Hey, baby, 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 Lord. Hey, baby, 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 and with the Joseph anointing, we speak a restoration of everything that has been lost. For every person here that has lost finances, we declare that it shall return unto them sevenfold. That everything that has left them is coming back in abundance. The abundance of the sea are coming unto you. Off Goliath.
Yeah.
It is time. There was a preparation for David. And though it seemed like it would never happen for him, God used the timing of that preparation to prepare the heart and the vessel. And those three anointings that he carried had to be worked out in him, in his old nature. And the weaknesses until he laid them all down, and he did one by one. Anointed in secret as a king, but not quite yet. God kept him in that place to prepare because of the mighty anointing on his life. Remember, this is what you're stepping into. You're going to take the head off the giant.
Voice of the Lord! Voice of the Lord!
Voice of the Lord is over the water. Voice of the Lord from the heavens thunder.
Over the water, and all his people cry, glory, and all his people.
Except you, you're his hand extended. It says here that the lion roared and released the seven thunders. The thunders and lightnings of a God is the raw power of God. And we want to pray for you as the ladies continue to minister in song and worship. And we'd like you just to maybe come forward, we'll pray for you at a time. And we're going to ask that God will open your ears to hear the prophetic word so that you can speak it forth. That you'll understand and know the voice of God. And that you'll be able to speak it out. And that this will change the atmosphere, but it will cause chains to turn to dust. It will cause salvation to spring up. And healing to come forth. So, if you don't mind, we'd like that privilege. If you would let us, Dale, I'll ask Karen and Jeff to come forward too. These are, we've appointed Karen as our pastor of Tent of David, and Jeff is her wonderful husband. Her very patient, wonderful husband. He had to try and follow me to get here, so. And so we'll do that, okay? Yes, we're going to use. Do you want to say a little bit about the oil?
This oil, we do have prophetic night on every New Year's Eve, and we seek the Lord as to what He's saying for 2012 and for every year, but 2012. And the scripture that the Lord gave us. was a scripture that came from a prophecy over a revival over Canada. And the story was that Hector Jimenez, a pastor in South America, he felt the Lord say to him, I want you to go to the most northern part of Canada, as far north as you can go into the Arctic, as far as they'll take you, and I want you to get out of the plane, and I want you to prophesy over the nation of Canada. And the Lord gave him the scripture, Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Mm-hmm. It is like the oil, the precious oil that poured down the head of Aaron, down the collar of his robes, down his robes. And so he got out of the airplane, and he read the scripture, and then he began to prophesy how that revival was coming, a global revival was coming. And it was going to start in the north of Canada. And it was going to, the head represented the north of Canada, the collar represented the United States of America, and then the robes represented South America. So all of the Americas was going to see this oil flowing down. But it was starting in the north of Canada. As soon as he prophesied, he got on the plane and flew all the way back to South America. That's all he did. And and so this word has been out there over the nation of Canada. And suddenly, you know, we felt like this was the time. Now is the time for this Psalm 133 oil to come forth. And so we began to declare it on New Year's Eve. And I first went out to British Columbia to do a conference out there. And I was up in the north. And I was going to give them oil. And all of a sudden, I went to put oil in a flask. And it was all over me, everywhere. I got oil everywhere. And they said to me, like, what in the world is happening? What do you think is happening? And I said, I don't know, but oil is being poured out. And then we were reminded of this prophecy. And we went into this meeting up in northern British Columbia. And to believe it or not, there was a girl from South America in the meeting. In northern British Columbia in Canada. And she, we had her in her South American accent read out Psalm 133 over the north of Canada, have the oil poured out. And then on New Year's Eve, we carried this to the tent. We get to the tent. This messianic rabbi was in the meeting who was from Brazil in South America. He came up and he read this scripture in his South American language, and he began to give us the messianic blessing over us that the oil was about to be poured out. And so we have brought this oil with us, and we're declaring tonight as we anoint you that the anointing is going to flow over Lewis. It's going to happen.
So there's going to be a roar. You have the rampant lion. I mean, there's going to come a roar out of Scotland. There's going to come a roar out of the Isles. So just come maybe one at a time, and we'll just pray for you, okay?
You have chosen for me. Come Thank you. Let it flow, let it flow, Step into me, oh, to lay upon Rise, O God, of men.